Good evening, and welcome to Talk Truth Radio with your host, Dr. Rain Morgan. Dr. Rain Morgan is Mother Earth, and you can look forward to the next 3 hours of enlightening talk. What are the issues? More importantly, what are the solutions? We hold the torch. Together we stand. Now join Dr. Rain and this evening's guests. Open your mind and have a good time.
Much good evening. Thank you for joining us at Talk Truth Radio. I am your host, Dr. Rain Morgan, and I have live with me this evening our wonderful sponsor and co-hosting with me is Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. Good evening.
Hey, aloha. It's great to be here with you, Rain, and we're going to share the next 3 hours. And we are. It should be a great show.
I think it should be a great show, too. Now, I want to tell you that for those of you that were listening last week, Dr. Shoshana Margolin was supposed to be our guest, and we bless her and honor her and hope that everything is going well and that something, you know, something serious didn't take her away from us. She writes many books, but she writes two wonderful books that we were going to talk about this evening, Let the Body Speak and Let the Body Answer. And, you know, something may happen and she may show up. But otherwise, Dr. Michael and I are going to do a show tonight that is really based around alternative healing. We both have a lot happening in our lives right now that is dealing with people that are ill. They need help. They need help to continue on to survive their illness and become whole and happy and disease free. So we're going to talk to you this evening. We're going to be talking about with Dr. Greg Gerber. He did the first show with me, for those of you that have been around. And we're also going to be talking with Michael. What's Michael's last name?
Bertolaccini.
Say that again.
Michael Bertolaccini.
Michael Bertolaccini.
Also known as DJ Scalar.
DJ Scalar, that's right. And this is a young man that does the installations for EES, Energy Enhancement System.
He is COO, and he heads up all the logistics, all the installations, he really heads up technology for the company and has installed, you know, over about 150 systems worldwide. So he has been very busy.
Yes, very busy, I would say. But this is a young man, and I'm most intrigued with his age and the way he's been raised by you. And he's grown up in the world of metaphysics, if you will, and alternative healing and the scalar energy. And I just find him to be a very enlightened young man. I really enjoy him. Now, he has his young stuff going on, too. He is a DJ.
Well, he's a world-class DJ, though. He's open for Deep Dish, which is, you know, they're Grammy Award-winning. He's played Sundance. He's been asked to play Oscar parties. He has his own radio show on Energy 105 in Toronto and has played the top clubs there and clubs all over the world. And we've introduced the Scalar E program,
yeah,
which is a kind of our missionary work. No,
yes.
How do we get it to the young people? How do we get consciousness and the energy to the youth so that they can really trigger their genius, trigger them to really fulfill their highest potentials of what they could and should be doing on this planet.
Yeah. And our young ones are absolutely vital to the healing, to the birthing of the new Earth that we should be certainly seeing sometime around 2012, if the Mayan calendar and all the predictions are correct. We should be seeing somewhat of a new world emerging. And you and I have talked about this a lot of times. It isn't that necessarily that California is going to break off and end up in the ocean.
No,
the world isn't going to come to an end, is it?
No.
No,
the reality is, though, that the planet is in deep shift.
Yeah.
We're all
deep shift.
In deep shift here on this planet. Deep shift. S-H-I-F-T.
Yes.
We're in very deep shift. And the shift has hit the fan of accelerated evolution. You know, this planet is evolving. People on this planet are evolving. The grand, the great awakening cannot and will not be stopped. It's like a snowball.
Yeah.
And the secret is now mainstream.
Yes.
And
we are reaching critical mass.
And
we are definitely in the throes of ascension.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about critical mass, that's going to be part of our topic tonight. Because cancer is literally critical mass in the body, and it's a reflection of what's occurring planetarily. We're at critical mass on the planet. We've got the microcosm of the macrocosm.
Macrocosm.
And, we're at critical mass, and cancer is literally critical mass on the planet, and it's literally what I call shift or get off the planet.
Right. Absolutely. And now, as I said to you earlier, we're going to create a show tonight that you can archive that is going to be dealing with cancer healing. We have a young woman coming on, and I say young because, you know, at my age, anything that's under 40 is really young. but I will tell you that this woman is phenomenal. We're going to be talking about a product that I have recently gotten on. I don't, as of yet, but I will have access to the scalar energy. And so I have called to me maybe the next best thing that I can find, an alternative maybe to the best until I get in scalar.
Well, we're going to talk about product.
And product
how
and,
do
and
we,
nourishing our body.
Yeah, and
food
if
wise.
We can't get to a scalar, bioscalar, and energy enhancement system, an EES system, what do you do? And there is product that can be used that can really, really support and nourish and support that shift for the body. Because if you keep doing more of what you've been doing, you're going to get more of the same results.
The definition of insanity.
Yes. Well, you want to give that definition because that's so appropriate to
doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, if you, you know, so those of you that are dealing with health issues, if you keep doing more of what you've been doing, you're going to get more of the same result. You have to change. It's shift or get off the planet. So we're going to be talking about what does that shift mean? What does that look like? And what are the tools that can support that?
Yeah. And I'm going to be talking to you about coming from a place of having to make that shift right now myself. Now, Dr. Rose has been living the eating habits. Sometimes I want to refrain from using that word diet because people get the idea that we're talking about, well, I can't have that and I have to weigh my food and I can only have so many calories.
Forget it.
You can die doing a diet.
No, that's not what we recommend. We recommend radical self-love, where you're loving yourself so much.
Yeah.
You're giving yourself the frequent flyer upgrades. You're going to go first class now. Empowerment means making better choices.
Yes. Ascension. Lifting up from the old, which doesn't
suit
anymore.
And it's really about pleasure.
I like that.
What creates ecstatic response in the body? What can get your body so excited that you're juicy and your life force is so turned on that you're turned on to your own life and you're passionate about it? So it's passion, it's pleasure. And that's the goddess frequency also. It's the goddesses into pleasure. Girls just want to have fun.
Absolutely.
So we have...
We do.
We're going to give tricks tonight.
Yeah.
As far as how do you upgrade and go first class, and it's five-star exquisite organic, or why bother?
And we're going to talk to you about some recipes. We'll give you some recipes. We'll go over the soup again tonight. we'll tell you how to make baba ganoush. Sandra Rose is a wonderful Ayurvedic, natural, vegan, homeopathic, holistic type of cook. But as I started to say to you, we're going to have Lorraine E. I won't give her last name, and of course we'll give you contact information. But Lorraine is going to come on and talk about Sunrider tonight. And as Sandra Rose knows, and we call her Dr. Rose, as she knows, I have gotten on the Sunrider product, been on it for 3 weeks now, and I have to tell you, boys, girls, guys, dolls, I, Dr. Rain, has kicked the mighty coffee caffeine habit.
Yay. And
that's a big deal.
You know, we
could
talk about why that's important. I know we talked about there's a right place for everything, and instead of bottoms up, it's up the bottoms.
Yeah. You
do enemas with the coffee, it's a great thing. But we can also talk a little bit about why that's a good idea to, again, make that shift. And upgrade yourself to being first class and really, you know, what creates you to be, living orgasmically, And that's a book that I'm working on, by the way. It's called Eating Orgasmically, and it's how to be five-star. Is it organic?
Before we get into more of the above, all of the above, we want to bring our engineer on tonight. He's going to join us live on the show. I want you folks to pay real good, hard attention. Make notes. Let your friends know. Because after last week's show, we had a lot of email activity asking us several questions. So if you're tuned in, if you're listening, here are the three questions that we were asked. Who do I have? Do I have Dawn or who's on with me?
This is Seth.
Hi, Seth. Okay. So we have our engineer. We have two engineers. One is Seth and one is Dawn. So we have Seth on with us. The first question that we're going to ask our engineer for all of you folks to get a better understanding of is, how do you get to our archived shows?
Well, all right. There are two ways to get to the archived shows page. First way, my favorite way. Go to our main page, our index page, BBS
Radio.
Go to
our main page.
BBSradio.com.
Uh-huh.
And on the right-hand side will be a list of all the shows we have. If you click on any of those links, Talk Truth Radio, for example, it'll take you to the show's bio page that has a list of...
Now, let me try this one more time. Talk Truth Radio is listed because that was one of the problems. Someone was unable to find where our show could be clicked on.
It's mostly alphabetical. There are some exceptions. I'm not quite sure why, but everything's there.
Okay. Are you there?
Did we lose our engineer?
I'm here.
Did we lose our engineer? Not that. Anything but that.
Uh-oh.
Seth, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, well, we've been talking to you and we haven't heard anything. You went blank. So, okay. So go to the main page on the right. You said it's mainly by alphabetical order and
mostly.
You don't know why that necessarily is. Take it from there.
Okay. I don't know why there are exceptions to that, but there are.
Exceptions to that, okay.
So you find the show you're looking for and you click on it and it'll load up that show's page. Now, somewhere on that page will be a link to the archives, their archive page. Normally, it's about one page length down, and it says archive page on the right in purple letters.
So scroll down.
Not too far.
After you go down the right of the page, find our show, Talk Truth Radio.
Yeah.
And pull that page up, and about one page down, it says archive.
Right, and on your page, for example, there's a giant pulsating purple lotus. That's our feedback section. And directly below that, just above the title of the show, on the right-hand side, it says Program Archives.
Okay. All right. Now, I hope everybody got that. Go down about one page. There is a pulsating lotus. And there it gives the instructions, correct?
Just below the lotus, it's on a star field. Looks like it's floating out in space. Just below that, on the right-hand side, program archives.
Okay. Now, the other difficulty that we had, Seth,
we're not quite done yet. Last week,
we had quite a few people trying to call in to the show. Now, you must remember that this is internet radio, and how is it different? When you call into a show, do they need to talk to you? Say hello, I wanna come on the show live?
Yes, everybody does.
Okay. So last week we had people that could not get through, they were on hold, they didn't know they were supposed to talk. We just kind of need to fill in the holes here so that everybody knows. And Seth, will you give the phone numbers, please,
Certainly.
That people can call in live?
Well, right now we have four phone lines for our late night stream, and you're taking one of them. Let's see.
We're on one of them.
You're on line one.
So we have three lines left.
That's right. And let's see, we've got one line. This is line two. Is 530-413-4515.
413-4515. 530-413-4515. Call us live. Now, if they call that number and they get a busy signal.
All right. That takes us to, I guess it'd be line three. But I'm not seeing that
and
number.
And it won't just automatically roll over, correct?
That's correct. It will not.
Okay. See, I think that's what people have thought, that it would just automatically roll over to the next line, like in a regular radio show, but that's not the case. So what's the next line that they would call?
Well, hold on just a moment. Let me pull those up.
Okay.
And don't we have a toll-free number?
Yes, you do. I'm getting that right now. Okay,
good.
The toll-free number.
So bear with us, folks.
Toll-free number for USA only is 877-270-8714.
8714. So toll-free in the U.S. only, 877-270-8714. Now, I would suggest that you call that number first. If you get a busy signal, then call 530-413-4515.
And is there another number, too?
But wait, there's more.
There's more. I know we have a number, a toll-free number for Canadian people.
Absolutely. Oh. It's 888-86...
888, if you are in Canada, 888.
861-3519.
3519. If you're in Canada, you can call us toll free at 888-861-3519. All right. We just wanted to get all these details out of the way.
But wait,
so that
there's
folks
more.
Know how to find us, know how to get the archive shows, and know how to call us live when we're in the middle of a show.
We have two other call-in lines available to your listeners.
Call-in lines. You can get us. Thank you so much, Seth.
Would you like the numbers for the other lines?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's more?
But wait, there's more.
I'm thrilled.
Our line three number is 530-876-9026.
530.
What's the next three?
876.
876.
Okay.
9026.
Okay.
Okay, 530-876-9026. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Any other numbers, Seth?
Only one more.
One more.
Now, this is for line 4.
Okay.
And it's 530.
Uh-huh.
876.
Uh-huh.
3223.
Okay, 530-876-3223. So that's, this way, all these people that wanted numbers and couldn't get through, we have got numbers for you.
Exactly.
And all these numbers are listed on the front page of bbsradio.com.
And we will let them know that again and again. Thank you, Seth, very much for coming on and just clarifying this stuff for us.
Not a problem.
Blessing. All right. And, Seth, just to let you know, I know that you can communicate with me without letting everybody else hear, but I think we are going to take a little five-minute break at, let's say, 8:05, and let's get Lorraine from Sunrider on with us, okay? So we'll go to break here in about 5 minutes. We'll talk here for a few minutes a little bit more about what we're going to do tonight, and then we'll go to break at 8:05. And just let me know with a 5-4-3-2-1 type thing or something. Okay?
You got it.
All right, thanks. Just to let you folks know out there, doing internet radio is much different than it is going into the studio, being able to look at your engineer through a glass wall, wearing headphones, having a mic in front of you where you can hear everything so much differently. Here, we're on the phones or we're on speakerphone, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult to hear. Sometimes we have to ask people to repeat. Sometimes we don't know if somebody's trying to call us in because there's no light blinking up in the corner saying, you know, that you have a call on line 1, 2, 3, 5, whatever. So it's different. So bear with us. I think we endeavor to bring you fabulous radio, darlings. So, Dr. Rose, we're going to talk this evening. We're going to create an archived show that people can go to and listen to when they are what I call violently ill, people that are next to losing their life.
Well, let's just say they're in a health crisis.
Health crisis.
And
yes.
It's really a choice. Everything and anything you're doing is either aligning you and supporting you in your best and highest interest.
Or it's not.
Your highest health. Things are either creating health, wellness, vitality, pleasure, love, ecstasy, or not.
Or not.
And
yep.
That's where the shift is.
Yes.
Empowerment means making better choices. So we're going to share some of what we've learned. You know, I've been supporting people in making those choices and supporting. I've been, you know, counseling, consulting, and holistic health for almost, well, it's 35 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll share some of the secrets. Since the secret is out and it's mainstream,
yeah.
We're going to share
yeah.
more of the secrets
yes.
of what works, just
yeah.
more practical, effective, efficient ways to make those shifts for yourselves.
Right. So we are just about a few minutes away from going to break. Again, we're going to have Dr. Greg Gerber on this evening. He is an MD. For those of you that like to get your information from mainstream allopathic, you don't want to hear from the alternative practitioners. You want to hear what the MDs have to say.
Yeah,
well, here they come.
Well, Dr. Greg Gerber, you know, just to give you the highlights of who he is before he comes on. We're going to be talking about him here. But, you know, he's just opened his 8th hospital in the last couple weeks here, you know, either as president or medical director. He's medical director for the Memorial Hospital System, Houston. Memorial Hospital System is one of the largest hospital systems in the country, and he's the medical director for that system and also for nursing homes and number of other things. He's, like I said, he's opened his eighth hospital, graduated from Yale, and has been an allopathic physician for, you know, he's done... Well,
he has huge credentials.
Huge credentials, and he's done MD to the max. I mean, that's what we like, is somebody that's a master in their field, because he's done MD literally to the max. I mean, he's at the very top of that game.
Mm-hmm. And being at the top of that game, this is a gentleman that puts many of his patients in the scalar energy.
Yeah, he sends people. He's also medical director for the Enhancement Institute in Houston, and he's been using our technology, the EE system, the bioscalar technology, for the last, it's about a year and a half now almost. And he's going to talk about some of his case studies, hopefully,
right,
that are very, very phenomenal. For example, in one of his case studies alone, the gentleman had an ejection fraction, which is basically the heart's capacity to pump blood. The ejection fraction went from 11%, only 11% ability to pump the blood in January, and just through utilizing, our technology, as of last month, it was up to 43%. So that kind of regeneration, this is just healthy, what I call hyper-healthy for the body.
Right.
And then, but Dr. Gerber has also been doing energy medicine for the last 25 years. So, so he's an MD, but also with the energy medicine. And he's a rehab doctor, so rehab medicine is his forte. So he really does help people rehab, you know, and improve from after they've been through whatever their health incidents have been.
All right, it is 8:05. We're going to take a break for 5 minutes right now. We are going to bring a guest on. Her name is Lorraine, and we're going to be talking about Sunrider. Now, Dr. Rose is very familiar with Sunrider product. I am becoming more and more familiar with Sunrider products. So I think you will find this a very interesting talk. So stay with us. Go get yourself a good drink of water. Use the potty room. You don't want to have to be interrupted here. So get ready, and we'll be back in 5 minutes. Hey, hi. Thanks for staying with us. We're back. You are listening to Talk Truth Radio with Dr. Rain Morgan and your co-host this evening and sponsor of the show, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. As I promised before we went to break, our guest is Lorraine E. We'll just give you a last initial, Lorraine E. And Lorraine has been using the Sunrider products for 10 years. So, Lorraine, I want to say good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us on the show. Good evening, Lorraine.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Hey, it excites me to bring you on because, as you know, and I have been sharing with Dr. Rose, I can't get to the scalar energy. If I could get to the scalar energy and use Sunrider, I don't know. I might just turn into bliss and ascend right in front of your very eyes. But as I've been telling everybody, I've been on the Sunrider products for a few of them, not all of them, but a few of them for about 3 weeks now. And one of the, I guess what I would consider very dramatic is the fact that I am off coffee. And you know what, honey, I got to tell all of you out there in listening la-la land that I really have had an addiction with coffee. When my eyes open in the morning, I don't lay around, I get up. 5:15, 5 o'clock, I'm up, I'm down, and I have that pot of coffee cooking.
Hey, it's funny how you used to do that, Rain.
I did. I used to do that, and I am off coffee. And I have to say, thank you, Lorraine, and thank you, Sunrider. So, Lorraine, just so you know, Dr. Rose is very familiar with a Sunrider product, and she has put a stamp of approval on it. You know, Dr. Rose is an honorary naturopathic doctor. So, you know, she has a great deal of knowledge and is the creator of Energy Enhancement System. You know, she's been out there doing this for a long time, and she said to me, Sunrider is a good product. So kind of what I would like to do with you tonight, Lorraine, is first of all, let's talk about what Sunrider is. I know they've been out there for a long time. I've known about Sunrider for, I don't know, what, 20 years? Long time. So how did Sunrider get started? What is it?
Okay, well, Sunrider really began with a man named Dr. Teifu Chen, who was born in China. And he was born a failure to thrive child himself. In other words, he basically didn't walk until he was 8 years old. His mom carried him around. And he was raised with herbalism on the knee of his grandfather, basically. His grandfather had tried to cure Dr. Chen and get him well, you know, throughout his childhood. And he had little success because what, you know, they really lived in poverty. And what he was doing was trying to treat him with medicinal herbs. He came upon some recipes that were in an ancient Chinese scripture, I guess, and he had them translated, and what he found out was that they were recipes of combining various foods that were tonics for creating longevity and wellness. And they were ancient recipes, and they're over 3,000 years old. So he put them together and started feeding them to Dr. Chen, and Dr. Chen started to become strong. He started to develop properly. He started to do well in school and became, a strong, healthy young man. And so Dr. Chen's passion was to learn more about the herbs, the herbalism, and so he went on to become a pharmacist and went to school in Taiwan where he met his wife. And when they moved to the United States after finishing school, they basically came here with a suitcase and hardly any money. And long story short, he got a couple people that were interested in what he had to offer, and he began Sunrider. So these recipes are really the original Sunrider recipes, what we call the foundational foods, are regenerative foods. They're recipes that are over 3,000 years old. So that's how Sunrider got it started. Now there's over 400 products, but they're all rooted in this foundational philosophy of regeneration.
I heard you say that these herbs are not medicinal.
Correct. And that is very important because what he found was is that medicinal herbs can take over for a body function and help the body to function even though it's weak, but over time can create more weakness in the body. Whereas a food-grade herb, one that is like a tonic, will help build a body system by feeding it. For example, it's like the feeding the precursors that create hormones, so the body is creating its own hormones and therefore increases production of hormones rather than taking a hormone or taking a plant that is hormone-like. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's a different philosophy. So you're building the body system so that they're developing their own body chemistries. They're building their own strength. So
instead of taking a phytoestrogen, which would, of course, be plant-derived, instead of, say, you're menopausal, instead of taking a phytoestrogen in the Sunrider product, what would you substitute that with?
Well, he has a product called Bella. And it is, there's actually a variety of products to feed the different parts of the endocrine systems. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend I know how they work because I don't. But I do know that they help your body to create its own body chemistry. So they're basically food, very specific foods. And how they're designed, especially the product like the Quinery, is that the way the system is designed is that it feeds every part of every body system so that there is no part of the body that's left behind, including the circulatory system, the immune system, the respiratory system, the endocrine system, the immune system, the muscles, the bones, the brain. If everything is fed into at once, it comes into balance, creates a synergy, and through the nourishing, balancing of cleansing of the body all at once, the body has the ability to heal itself.
Okay. You and I have talked many times about detoxing the body, keeping
yes.
the colon cleaned out, and the pipes, you know, keeping the pipes all cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
What do you have for that? What do you suggest?
Well, again, with this philosophy, what it is it's a daily task. Keeping the body clean is not like going on a cleanse once a year. It's about daily habit, daily task of cleaning the body out at the level of the colon, at the level of the intestines, keeping that clean. Then that, you know, allows for the organs to keep themselves clean, which in turn allows the cells to keep themselves clean. So every part of the body affects each other. So in the Sunrider line, there are colon and intestinal specific foods like the Vitadophilus, which is to establish healthy bacteria. We have a product called Fibertone, which tonifies the whole intestinal tract and the colon so that the muscle is working properly. And also some fiber products that help to clean out the debris and the plaque that tends to build up in those systems. So that, again, that's another system that is addressed along with everything else. And when you nourish, you balance, and you cleanse the body as a whole, the body comes into balance and it heals itself. So really, the
this
body
is
the miracle. The body is what is doing the healing. And these are just a tool that the body utilizes to be able to get a job done.
This is something that Dr. Rose talks a lot about in just feeding the body in a proper way.
Yeah.
Because your body knows how to heal itself when it's properly nourished. Our whole show this evening is going to be based on this, on feeding the body what it needs, as long as it has the nourishment and doesn't have to put up with all of the junk and the, excuse me, crap that we put in our body, it knows how to take care of itself. Now, something that I'm very interested in having you talk about, because when you are finished with us, we're going to have Dr. Greg Gerber on. We're going to be talking this evening about people that are in crisis, people that are dealing with illness in their body. And you have been on Sunrider for 10 years, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You and your husband and your family. And let me tell you something, boys and girls, you should see Lorraine. Can I tell them how old you are?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 43 on Saturday.
And happy birthday. And
thank
you. I have to tell you that she looks like she's about 32. I know she's an adult. I know she's grown. But she has a fabulous body. And so does your husband. And he does the product with you, correct?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, you guys just came
48.
Back from hiking the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I can hardly hike my way out of the ditch, and I the water runoff thing out here, and I'm really sorry to say that, but it's the truth. Okay, you have some very incredible, let's use the word incredible, stories. One in particular that I would like to have you, I'd like to have you tell two of the stories. One in particular is about cancer, and someone, I want you to tell this story about the woman that had cancer. It started out, I believe you said, in her stomach and
mm-hmm.
went away and then came back as brain cancer.
Yes. Okay. I want to put a bookmark there, and I want to say one more thing before I go into that.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I don't. Go ahead.
I want to say that one of the big things that people struggle with as far as, you know, a lot of us know that if we were just to eat a lot of, you know, raw plant food diet, that we would move towards healing. Many people know that, okay?
Yeah.
I want to say that one of the reasons why people struggle so much is because they are so addicted. We are so addicted to the things that are in our society that are available to us, okay?
Yeah.
So
Sandra
even though
Rose
we may know how we're supposed to eat, we are trapped sometimes with addiction, okay?
Right.
And I'm going to call coffee drinking. I'm going to call pulling into the fast food place. Those are all addictions, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I want to say, first of all, that one of the miracles, the biggest thing that is so successful with Sunrider is that it replaces addiction in an enjoyable, convenient, good-tasting way, because I'll tell you, I would not have got off coffee unless I liked Cali better.
Oh, you and I together, aren't we there?
Yes. And I would have not got off soda if I hadn't liked Fortune Delight better than soda. So
and
when
I'm
we're talking about
to
this,
Fortune.
We're not talking about eating something that tastes like grass and dirt. We're talking about eating something that is so yummy that we love it. So
yeah.
My family's been doing this for 10 years. Even my kids do it because it tastes really good, you know? So I just wanted to say that. I do want to say this. I don't tell very many people this story, and Rain, you've talked me into sharing this.
Yes, because people don't want to believe these incredible things. It's just like when Dr. Rose and I talk about people that have experienced scalar energy. You know this, Dr. Rose, that people want to say, well, that's too fantastical. Mainstream science can't heal cancer like that. How is it that the scalar energy heals it?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
People don't want to believe that these things can happen.
Right.
And
so
very,
with that, I want to say that the reason why these people healed is because they were lined up and ready to heal. And one of the things that I worked with them on was to focus on what makes a body well and take their mind off fixing a disease, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we just pondered that question, what makes a body well? And I asked them, I said, can you let me teach you what I have observed makes a body well? And because of their willingness to do that, I was able to take them down a path that I had gone down that happened to work for me, and then it happened to work for other people that I had noticed through observation. So it's not that I'm definitely not an expert. I was just a person who had walked a path that worked for me. And because this person, her name, I guess I shouldn't say her name, I'll just say her first name, her name is Christina, she, when she came to me, I was actually doing hair as a hairdresser, and I had just begun the Sunrider products about 8 months prior, so I really didn't know a whole lot about it. But I had heard a lot of incredible stories, and so I had said, you know, perhaps Sunrider could help you. She knew she had stomach tumors. She was actually riddled with them, and I believe it was in her lymph system as well. And So she had asked her doctor, she was on chemotherapy, and she asked her doctor if she could go on Sunrider, and he had said that he would not treat her if she went on Sunrider. So she chose not to do it.
I wonder why that was.
Well, I don't know. But she continued with the chemotherapy, and then her liver began to shut down, and they said that she could no longer receive any more chemotherapy. So at that point, she had called me, and she said, Lorraine, she goes, I can't eat. I'm not going to the bathroom. I haven't, you know, really had a bowel movement in a week. They've told me to call hospice. So
she was dying.
She was dying. She said, and this was the third time she had had cancer, okay? So this is a person, now I would have thought that that was an impossible task, okay? But now she was willing. She was willing. And so I said to her, I said, I don't know anything about this, really. I said, you're going to have to come to these classes. And she said, you've got to be kidding me. I can hardly move. Well, I talked her into coming anyway. So her husband brought her, and she just sat in a chair. She said she doesn't remember much. But she sipped the tea, and she was able to drink the Cali in the class. And the whole point was is that I couldn't take responsibility for her illness. She had to take responsibility,
sure.
And that's very important, that people be willing to educate themselves and not turn over their power to somebody else. So she started with the tea, and I think she did the Cali and the Fortune Delight for a couple days. And like I said, she was not able to eat at the time. She couldn't eat food. And then she began the New Plus, which is a very simple food, and she was able to do one spoonful of it at a time. And she did that throughout the day. And within a few days, she was eating the Sunrider foods. She stayed on nothing but the Sunrider foods for quite some time because she could not digest anything else. I mean, she has tumors in her stomach. And so the process of her regeneration was not an easy task because she was dealing with two things. She was, well, dealing with a lot of things, but mainly she had cancer, but she also was extremely toxic from having chemotherapy and radiation. So
yeah.
Her detoxification process was pretty awful. Anyhow, I did my best to guide her through the process, and over the course of about 8 months, she eliminated tumors through the bowels, you know, over time, big ones, little ones, you know, it was quite an experience. Sometimes she wouldn't go to the bathroom for about a week, and I said, you know, just trust your body, and she would end up passing a large tumor, and, you know, that was basically what was clogging her up, and then everything would start moving again, and so it was a whole process of getting well, and really, I don't think that she ate a whole lot of other food besides the Sunrider during that time.
And what,
you know,
amazes me is that how could a tumor go from your brain?
No, this is when she had stomach cancer. Now, there's another layer to this story.
Okay,
so she got well. She got well. She was cancer-free. She had
a
clean
bill
of health.
She got well from stomach tumors.
No stomach tumors. They were all gone.
Okay.
And then I stayed in communication with her for about 6 months, and then all of a sudden I didn't hear from her. And she was completely out of communication with me, and I knew that she wasn't eating the Sunrider anymore. And I didn't really understand at the time anything about why in the world would someone do that. Now, I personally eat Sunrider because I'm well and I want to stay that way. I wouldn't stop because I had gotten rid of my cancer because I wouldn't want to get it back if I were her, okay?
Right.
So she came to me a couple years later, and she said, I have a brain tumor. And, you know, we talked about why she stopped eating the foods. And, you know, it was a lot about family and influence and how it was, you know, different than what her husband wanted to do, and he still, you know, lived a pretty unhealthy lifestyle and so on. But what I got really clear about was that what was happening for her was that she had been a high-powered attorney, and the phone started ringing again for her to go back to work, and she really didn't want to, so she created being sick again by not eating her Sunlighter. And so she recognized that and chose at that time that she wanted to get well again. Now, and at this point, she had a brain tumor, and it was quite large. And she was starting to lose her ability to speak. It was affecting her vision. So she knew what to do and really just started mixing it up again and eating her Sunlighter again and de-stressing. And I believe she also used those Megan beds as well. And she started having tumors come out through the ears, the nose, and the bowel. And within 6 months, she did not have a brain tumor anymore. And to me, it was unbelievable, too. I mean, I was blown away by it as well, but it is what happened.
What's important to know here, too, is, you know, when the body wants to heal, and the body wants to heal anything, and the power that made the body heals the body, when you increase the health potential of the body, the body will start literally pushing out things from every nook and cranny it can get it out of when it has enough energy to heal. And so one of the things we've had to deal with people, and it's literally 35 years for me of these same kinds of experiences and stories with people, and the tricky part is getting people okay with tumors coming out through their skin or through their nostrils or through their ears or whatever the quickest way out is for the body.
Yes.
And the important message here for anyone out there that is suffering with an illness like this happens. This is real. And you don't necessarily have to have a diagnosis of death.
Yes.
No, it's really just about, like you said, focusing on what produces health. Focusing on being healthy, whatever you focus on expands. So you focus on being healthy. Focus on what creates health versus, you know, treating disease. Because the more you treat disease, whatever you focus on expands. That's how energy works.
Yeah, it's like if you think about being debt-free, you will continue to have more debt in your life. What you focus on expands.
Yeah, this is one of the secrets as far as HUNA, or as, you know, as much as secrets, is you want to focus on what you really want. And things are in every moment, with every thought, with everything you put into the body, you're either choosing those things that create more health, are healthy, or in alignment with your highest purpose, your highest potential, your greatest well-being, or not. And it's really that simple. I mean, you don't get more healthier by putting in, you know, more dead stuff. You don't get more aliveness by putting in more dead stuff. You don't get healthy. You can't expect to get healthy as long as you're paying the poison yourself.
Right.
So
exactly.
Now you have another experience, another story to tell that is equally as amazing, if you will.
Yeah, I've actually had three people that I've worked with. There was Christina, there was Gloria who had a lung tumor, and then there was also a five-year-old boy who had leukemia. And
well, let's talk about Gloria with her lung tumor first.
Okay. Well, Gloria actually had a hair appointment with me, and she canceled it and said, can I make this a nutritional appointment instead, because my daughter said that you might be able to help me. Gloria didn't disclose to me at the time what was going on with her. She came and sat on my living room couch, and she looked like she was going to die. She was hardly breathing. It was like labored breathing. She had no color in her face or her lips. And she, you know, this is a total stranger sitting in my living room saying, help me. And I was really uncomfortable with it, actually, because I felt like it was way out of my league. So yeah. Anyhow, I said, well, let me kind of give you a quick run through on some basic sun letter foods. And we only had like 45 minutes. So she ended up getting this pack that had about a month's worth of Sun Letter Basics products. And she told me that she had also just started juicing, and so she was putting that all together at home. Because of the labored breathing, I gave her another product called Conco, which is for the respiratory system. So near the end of the 45 minutes, she pulled up her pant legs and showed me her legs were black. And now I was really worried. She had already written the check, and she was on her way, and she left with these products, some information, some CDs to listen to, and she went off on her way. And what I was really concerned about was, what if she dies?
Is you're encouraging people to accept responsibility for their health.
Yeah.
We're not treating disease.
Right.
But
it concerned me that I was giving this person that was so near death, I could tell, these foods, and today could be her day.
So if there is a breath left, they can change.
Yes.
Pardon?
I always say, as long as there is breath, as long as you are breathing in and out, you have a chance to live.
You have a chance. But, you know, her life is worth it, so what the heck. So she goes home, and the next day I'm calling her, like, over and over and over again, going, oh, no, you know. So I finally get a hold of her at 5 o'clock, and she says, I feel great. And she sounded good, too. So I was very surprised. Now, again, I did not know what was going on with her. I just knew that this woman couldn't breathe and her legs were black at that point, okay? So I did not, this woman was kind of, she was kind of hard to get a hold of. She only had a cell phone, and she's about 55, 58 years old, and I didn't really know that much about her, but I knew she was a bit hard to get a hold of, and about 2 weeks later, I get a call from her, and she's in the hospital. She's calling me because she says, well, Lorraine, I think I've been going through one of those cleanses you were talking about. I was coughing up blood and big chunks of tissue. And I said, okay. What does the tissue look like? She says, well, it looks like pieces of meat. And I said, well, I think those are tumors. And she says, yeah, well, I didn't tell you, but I had a large mass in my lung. And she says, I'm in the hospital right now, and they want to do a biopsy of my lung with one of those real long needles. She says, and I don't want them to do it because they said my lung could collapse. And I said, well, why don't they biopsy some of this tissue that you're coughing up? And she said, well, they won't because they said it's not protocol. They want to put a big needle in my lung. So they had already x-rayed her lung prior to her coming to me, which this is the piece she didn't tell me about. She had a mass in her lung the size of an orange, okay? So, you know, we don't know what that was. We can only guess, okay? So she knew she had a mass in her lung the size of an orange, and now she's coughing some of it up. And so she decides that she's not going to let them biopsy her lung, and she gets dressed at the hospital, and she goes home. She goes home, and she says, I'm going to finish cleansing. So she continues to eat the Sunlighter, and she keeps doing her juicing. And another week later, her family does an intervention on her, takes her, shows up with the police and an ambulance, and makes her go to the hospital. This time, when she goes to the hospital and they did an x-ray on her, they did the x-ray and they said that she only had her mass was the size of a pea. And so at that point they said, well, it must not be anything serious because there's no mass there anymore. But what she told me was over the course of those, I think it was about 3 weeks, that she had coughed up all, it had actually broken into pieces and come up that way. And she actually had the courage to go through that process and was, you know, mass-free. Whatever the mass was, it went away.
I find that
so
amazing.
Another bizarre story. Yes.
Yeah. This is not the first time I've seen that either, by the way. So, again, it's about people being willing to go through that process of being okay with the body letting go of the things it no longer needs, whatever that takes, whatever it looks like. You know,
yes.
Trusting that infinite innate intelligence of their body. And it's not about not having medical attention. Didn't feel it was right for her to have that biopsy, and when she went back, she found out why. So, you know, we want to empower people to be their own selves, their own doing.
So, yeah, to
educate this whole thing amazing, and as you know, Lorraine, as you know, I was very reticent about getting on the Sunrider product. First of all, I'm a master herbalist. And when you get into the closet in my house, there are probably 100-gallon and half-gallon jars filled with Chinese medicinal herbs, Chinese and of course, you know, some Western. But I'm a herbalist, and I've been mixing herbs for many, many years. And I thought to myself, why do I want to do this when, you know, I can lay my hands right now when I go home on some of the finest ginsengs in the world? I can craft, if you will, my own herbal combinations. And I really was reticent about doing this, and you kept talking me, and I was listening, and I was looking at you, and you know, one of the things that you learn in neuro-linguistic programming is if you want what someone has, do what they do. So I got on Fortune, I got on the shake. What's the name of the shake again?
You've got the VitaShake, I believe.
VitaShake. I'm on the VitaShake, and I've kind of just gotten started with that. I don't know, maybe it wasn't as easy, because you know I love the Fortune and I love the Cali. Now, I didn't expect the results that I got. I'm still kind of amazed that I've been able to get off coffee, and there's no white knuckling, so to speak.
No headache.
Definitely have been addicted to coffee. There's no doubt about it. I drink a half to three quarters of a pot every single morning. So I've gotten off Cali. I introduced my daughter to Fortune first. And, you know, it was funny because the way I introduced her to that product, her baby is 2 on Friday, June 1st. And, of course, he is cutting his 2-year molars, and he's had a high spiking fever, his nose has been running, he's in a tremendous amount of pain. You know, we always kiss the baby's boo-boos wherever it hurts, and it just warms my heart. He tried to open his mouth and get me to kiss the boo-boos in his mouth. I mean, he's just a little boy, you know, but he wasn't eating, he wasn't sleeping. Everything was turned upside down for my little man. And so I said to my daughter, you know, the last time Grandmama was at the house, I gave him my bottle of Fortune. And he just sucked away on that bottle and drank about half of it. And I said, you know, he won't eat. He doesn't want anything to eat. And I said, so let's give him the Fortune. So I took, I think, three of the bags over, and I made him a batch of Fortune. She put it in his sippy cup, and she didn't have a shaker bottle like I do. So I made it, I just took the whisk and, you know, put it in a tall glass and mixed up a double batch. Well, she drank what was left, and she said, Mom, what was it that you mixed up? What was in that packet that you gave to the baby? And I said, well, it was Fortune. And she said, I need more. And so the end result, to make the long story short, is she called me this morning. And as you know, she and I split a box of the Fortune. And I have since got her on Cali also. But she called me this morning and she said, okay, Mom, I'm hooked. She said, I'm addicted. I can't help it. And she said, I just sent four packages of the Fortune with my neighbor who is sick most of the time. Beautiful woman, but she goes in and out of something at all times. It's a flu or it's diarrhea or she has, you know, an upper respiratory or a sinus infection. It's kind of an ongoing thing. She gets better and she's back into it, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or a month later. And she said, I said to her, Robin, just drink this stuff. It's going to make you feel good.
Yes.
So,
and, you know, on that note about babies.
You what?
On the note about babies, there's none of these foods that I would not feed to a brand new born baby. That's how safe they are. There's some
amazing.
I probably wouldn't give in large amounts, but it's all safe for babies. And one of my girlfriends had her baby. She wasn't able to breastfeed because her breasts were so infected. And this is she had not yet got on to Sunrider, and she had her baby on regular formulas. And the baby was just, you know, vomiting it up and just couldn't handle it all. So we put the baby on New Plus. And she said one of the most amazing things was is that when the baby got on New Plus and she went to change the diaper, the elimination had that same smell as when she had been giving the baby her breast milk. It was identical. So it had gone back to the sweet-smelling elimination that it had been before. So that just shows you how much this stuff just aligns with what the body needs versus some yucky formula that makes the bowel stink, you know?
Yeah. Lorraine, let's have you give your contact information.
Okay. I can be contacted, I can be emailed through sunhealth911@aol.com. That's SUNHEALTH 911@AOL.com. And if anyone is interested in contacting me, you're welcome to. I can send you a nice little PowerPoint presentation, or if you'd like to talk, we can, you know, and learn more, you can certainly get a hold of me. So thank
All
you
right.
for having
yeah.
me on
Anybody
the show.
Anybody wanting to sign up on the program and get on this food, sunhealth911@AOL.com. And Lorraine, we're going to have you on again. We're going to pick some other products to talk about. You know, the one thing, before I let you go, I want to talk about the product Quinary.
Okay.
D-
tell us about that. I'm very interested. I'm very drawn to that particular product myself. Tell me why I would be drawn to that.
Well, quinine is what we sometimes call the gold in Sunrider. It is based on the five elements. It is actually five products in one product. And the Chinese believe that there's five major systems of the body, which I named before, which is the endocrine system, digestive system, circulatory, respiratory, and immune system. These five systems, they also give them five elements that that they represent. They also have five colors, different colors of five different colors of foods that feed those systems, as well as five different tastes. So when you want to feed the whole body, you want to give them all five colors and all five tastes, okay? So the New Plus and the Quinary both have all five colors and all five tastes. The Quinary has 50 different plants in it, 50 different original species heirloom plants that the ancient Chinese found to be particularly regenerative, particularly good for creating longevity, how to make a body well, how to create beauty. That's what these 50 plants do. So it's like having 50 power plants. You have it for breakfast, you just have 50 plants. When you put it with the New Plus and, say, a cup of Cali, you just have 70 plants. Now, we know that eating a wide variety of plants is very important. So imagine having 70 plants a day, every day, what your body can do with that. So the Quinary, you're getting these 50 plants. You're getting these 50 plants that are system-specific for each of those body systems. And all these systems feed each other as well. So the digestive system helps feed the respiratory, helps feed the circulatory, helps feed the immune system, helps feed the endocrine system. They all work together. So it's like a team of horses. You cannot have, if you had a team of horses pulling a cart, if one horse had a broken leg, the rest of the team would get worn out over time. And that's why you can't just feed one system. You can't have just a lung problem and not have all the other systems breaking down, for example. So when you put it all together and you feed the body all at once, it's very, very powerful. And that's the Quinary. And we like to mix the Quinary. We like to put that into our shakes. And it makes the most incredible shake. I take like almond milk, a banana, the Cocoa Vita shake with the Quinary, and I've got a chocolate shake with 70 plants in it that tastes amazing. That's
and
breakfast.
Something else that I'd like you to just touch on briefly before we let you go is how these foods, how they affect your consciousness.
Well, it's my belief that if the body doesn't have enough energy and enough nutrition to feed itself, then the higher mind will not be fed. The brain is an organ. I mean, it's one of the organs in the body. And if there's not enough to go around, and not enough nutrition to go around, not enough enzymes, not enough alkalinity, not enough whatever, or there's too many toxins in the body, it's overloaded, the higher mind does not get fed. And so one of the things people notice is they eat this food, and right away, there's a little abundance of energy. And so when we eat this, we notice that we feel more peaceful, we feel more intelligent, we feel more creative, even a much greater sense of self-confidence, higher mind. I'm not a psychic, but I have more psychic tendencies the more I eat these foods. And that's what I was talking to you about. I can't even imagine your capacity when you're fully doing these foods because you're already incredibly tapped in. So I believe that they really do elevate consciousness. I believe that all pure food does. All pure
now,
food that's really designed for us does.
Let's end this evening, this trip around, how you met me. Tell that little story, please.
Okay. Well, my mom passed away 6 weeks ago. It was a traumatic accident. She was here 1 minute and she was gone the next. And it was horribly devastating because my mom was probably the closest person that I had to me in my life. And so I was basically, I was hanging a U-turn at a place where Rain was working, and I decided to go in the doors. And to make a long story short, I had looked at her table even though she wasn't sitting there, and I realized that that was the only person in that place that I wanted to speak with. And she happened to walk up behind me. So I asked if she could speak with the deceased, and she said yes. And
the one
she
is me.
Huh?
I
the she is Rain.
Is me. Yes.
Yes. And Rain said yes. And so I sat down with her, and Rain made full-on contact with my mom. It was mind-blowing. And you saw events of what happened, you know, how she died and everything. It was just incredible. So it was really healing for me to have that completion. That ability to talk to my mother. And, you know, I wanted to tell people this story about my sister coming to see you, Rain, because I think it's relevant to what we're talking about. After I had my reading, I was so excited about, you know, speaking with, having contact with my mother again, and it was so healing. I wanted my sister to come. And so my sister came, and one of the things that she had asked you, Rain, was, what would my mother, she said, Mother, what would you like for me to have? And
what she really had in mind was, can I have this painting or that statue?
Yes. Well, my mother had a lot of great things because she's an incredible artist. She had a lot of great possessions as well. So Rain says, I want you to have what's in the canisters at my house. Now, in the kitchen. So my sister calls in the next day. Huh?
That was your mother's house.
In my mother's house, yes. The canisters in my mother's house.
Right.
So my sister calls me the next day, and I'm up at my mother's house cleaning her house. And she says, I didn't really like my reading that much. And, oh, by the way, what's in those canisters in the kitchen? And she's thinking flour, sugar, you know, the usual, right?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, Suze, they're full of Sunrider. Here, let me open them up. I said, there's Cali, there's Fortune, there's New Plus. And over the past year, my sister had really stopped eating it for the most part, just very kind of trickled down to almost nothing. And so, you know, really from the other side, the point of what my mother is saying is that, you know, the greatest value the greatest thing of value that I can give you is pointing you towards your health again.
Yeah.
You know, not the possessions. That is not it. Because if you, you know, what that means to me is that if you don't have your health, then you don't have your happiness. And if you don't have your happiness, then what's the point? What is the point? Because, you know, we want to be joyous in our life, and we have to have our health to have that. And there's no amount of possessions that can take the place of that. Nothing.
Lorraine, I want to thank you so very much for coming on. And just to let everybody know, we're going to have you back on. We have some other topics that we have not even touched on. So, Lorraine, thank you so much. And anybody wanting information
on Sunrider, please go to sunhealth911@aol.com. And Dr. Rose, this was good, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great.
This was great.
I wanted to say, too, one of the most beautiful examples of what Sunrider can do is a woman that I've known and met, a beautiful woman named Dr. Sharon Winters. And she's a naturopathic doctor in her 60s, and she was formerly Catwoman. So have you met Dr. Sharon Winters?
Yes, I have. She's a beautiful woman.
Gorgeous. Knockout gorgeous in her 60s. Just an awesome woman. And again, a prime example of what Sunrider can do. And it's like if you want to have that kind of beauty in your life, Sunrider's a good choice.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you so much, Lorraine. And you and I will be talking. I have to see you tomorrow. As you know, I've got to come and gather product. I have another person coming on board with us, and she's going to heal her body using the product. So thank you, Lorraine, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Rain.
It'd be great to have Dr. Sharon Winters on the show sometime as well.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, honey, so thank you very much for coming on the show and taking your time and sharing with us. And I will be talking with you tomorrow. And anybody out there, again, sunhealth911@aol.com. Thanks, Lorraine. Bye for now, sweetie.
Thank you
Love
so much.
You.
Bye for now.
Bye. Okay, and Dr. Sandra, we are going to take a little break right now. And we're going to get Michael on.
Okay.
So
Hawaii. You will be talking to him from Hawaii?
Yeah.
We'll be sharing that aloha with everybody.
Where are our engineers, Seth? Do we have you? We're going to go to break.
Hey, aloha, and welcome back to Talk Truth Radio. This is Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, and we have Michael Bertolaccini joining us from Hawaii. And Rain is, we have Dr. Rain Morgan coming back on.
And I'm just hurrying to get in here. Hey, how are you all out there? Welcome, welcome. You don't even need me when you have Dr. Rose here. She can just take over the show and drive it, and everything is good to go. So do we have Michael online?
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Michael. Welcome.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going all right. How's it going with you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's ironic because I just finished recording and doing my voiceover for my radio show in Toronto. So I'm live everywhere.
You emailed music for our show, Michael. We're trying to figure out who you emailed it to so we can be playing this.
Seth has
Well, your text that he received it, he was downloading it.
He is trying to get it on even for, to be able to share it maybe by the time we're moving along here. So, and Michael, speaking of moving along, Michael just landed back in Hawaii yesterday after being in Missouri, where he put in a system for Michael Thomas Brown. Michael Brown has the Healthy Weight Supermarket in Springfield, Missouri, and I talked to him earlier today, and he's all excited. He said people are really loving the system. Installed the EE system there, and it's a 12-unit system in his place.
Big one.
Yes, and he said he had somebody with neuropathy, where their circulation has improved so much that it's been very, very dramatic. And he also said that he was very funny talking about he also has a 4-unit system that he put around the bed. And he said that he didn't know if he could sleep in the technology. And he's been on something to help him sleep for the last 10 years. Anyway, he said he didn't think he'd be able to sleep because of the lights, and he's used to sleeping in the dark with absolutely quiet in the country. And
well, I brought that up to you. Remember when I said, how do I do that when I have to have absolute blackness?
Right, which is generally what we would recommend as far as for better sleep, you know, for the pituitary, pineal, the glandular function, it should be black. But with our technology, the body regenerates so effectively and efficiently, but also the sleep is just so deep. He said that, as soon as he had the thought, he felt like, almost as soon as he had the thought, he was waking up and it was 7 o'clock in the morning and he had this thought, well, I don't know if I'll be able to go back to sleep. And then he woke up again and it was 9:30 in the morning. So he said he's going to use it for everybody he knows with any kind of sleep challenges. So that's what he reported today. So anyway, Michael was there in Missouri doing that installation. And, what else happened in Missouri while you were there, Michael?
Well, I finally got some sleep. He let me, first night I got in, we installed a 4-unit around the bed, and I passed out cold. First good sleep I had in a while. That was great. Then I woke up and did the 12 unit. So that was the gist of it.
I understand too. Michael's been traveling so much. He's been gone for over a month.
Like you.
And before that, he's in Toronto and recorded some new music with another 12 unit system that went in. It's not exactly in Toronto. Where did the 12 unit go in Canada?
It's called King City. About an hour out of Toronto.
How do you combine music and scalar energy?
Actually, I combine scalar with music. I actually stick a microphone in the middle of the system, and everything has a frequency. So with music, everything is frequencies. So it actually records what's in the atmosphere. Like there have been musicians, large name ones, that record like crystals and things like that for the frequency of it. I do the same thing with the system. Stick a mic in there, walk as far away as possible so as little noise as possible, and then I layer that into tracks.
So you actually create, well, you don't create the music per se, but you create a track of music that combines scalar. How can that affect people listening?
Well, there's all kinds of study on scalar and music with simple electromagnetic opposition that shows that the quality of music is enhanced just by listening to it. But there's more of the feeling of, like, it makes you feel better. Our technology just generally makes people feel better, and that's a great marketing tool when you're selling music. If it makes people feel better while they're listening to it, they enjoy it more, and when people are enjoying it more, they, you know, it's better for everybody, including the artist.
That's right. His radio show is on Energy 105 out of Toronto, but maybe we'll get him on BBS as well.
Yeah, BBS radio.
Yep.
So Michael, how can I purchase music that is intertwined with scalar?
I actually got off of London today. They're buying a series of online music stores. So soon I will have a series of online music stores selling the scalar e-music. As of right now, not really selling anything online or publicly. We are working on something in-house to put on a CD, but that's that was just planned before I got home, and I just got home, so.
Yeah, we have a series that's already in planning and going into production where he's done some of the initial work. And this is his own, he's also producing his own music tracks.
Right.
And
so we'll be able to offer this music to folks out there that can actually buy the music that is combined, I don't know what other word to use, with scalar energy.
Yeah, or produced with scalar.
Yeah, we call it the scalar E effect. You know, scalar E for energy, euphoria,
mm-hmm.
ecstasy. It's the energy is in the air, and so people feel good. And so this is part of also how we're introducing the wave, the technology being broadcast through the, you know, through the clubs and through the radio.
You know, something that always interests me, Michael, about you is that you are much younger and you've got it. You understand. You eat very healthy. You are conscious
You are doing things in your life that I find amazing and wish that, you know, another 40% of our young people could get a hold of. Your life isn't based in sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and hey, that doesn't mean that we want to cut out sex. I'm not trying to go there at all.
Well, as a DJ, I'm around the sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know, it gets old pretty quick, but, you know, it's, everybody has their phase. I try and bring a little bit of enlightenment to that scene as well, you know, with the Scalar E effect in clubs and large festivals. Like July 20th to the 22nd, I'll be in Toronto, and we'll have the Scalar E on multiple projectors on the new talent stage at WEMF. So, you know, it's a place
what's
where people basically
called?
Go to get trashed. So
what's
add a little consciousness
to that.
What's
that stage called, and what's the event?
It's called WEMF, World Electronic Music Festival. It's out of Ontario, Canada. I think the location hasn't been disclosed, but I think it's Niagara Falls. And there's multiple stages, international acts from all over. And my radio station has taken charge of the new talent stage. So I'll be on that for 3 hours with the fellows from London with Java Music. And we'll have I'm aiming for at least 4 projectors with the Scalar E running on it.
Yeah. How can people find you online?
Well, the website's being redone, which is scalar-e.com, scalar-e.com. But go to myspace.com/djscalar. Again, DJSCALAR on the myspace.com. That has a video of me playing at the Ultra Music Festival in Miami and a bunch of fun pictures and some. Actually, you can listen to some of my music on there. So again, that's myspace.com/djscalar.
myspace.com/djscalar.
Yeah, yep. there are music samples on there.
Cool.
Yeah, there's four.
Michael,
four tracks.
I know that you do your own radio show. What do you talk about? What do you do on your show?
You know, I don't do talk radio. I just simply do my online tags. I do mixes of music, so whether it's the Java music or just other people's music, I mix music up. Sometimes I mix some guided meditation over it. But other than that, all I say is, you know, this is Energy 105, the From Hawaii show with DJ Scalar, and mix it up a little bit with creativity. But other than that, I don't say much.
Okay.
Yeah, he has the music piece. And he was, you mentioned also he was at Ultra Music Fest out of Miami, which is like the South Beach, you know, the largest electronic music festival. But he launched a new genre of music called Java with the Scalar E effect for 2.5 hours on the Love stage and rocked it there, in between doing all the installations of the energy enhancement system.
Yeah, and the guys from London Java Crew, they called, or we talked today, and they're like, so we're going to have the Scalar E on the stage at WEMF, right? I'm like, it's already there, man. It's already there. They're all excited about it. They love it.
Yeah, we had it at Sundance. You know, we launched it.
The Sundance Festival.
Sundance Film Festival, yeah.
And yeah.
How
and everybody
exciting.
Loves it.
Am
they feel it.
Michael?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, too, it would be good to ask you to give, to talk a little bit about what you've seen with the technology and what that's been like, some of what you've seen is most profound.
I don't know. The stories are across the board, from sight to the blind to miraculous occurrences with people's health. I'm afraid to say much more than that. It's simply miraculous. I had our cleaning lady today. She came in and she had surgery on one of her fingers after an accident. And after she cleaned, I told her to go sit in the system for a little while. And she already had enjoyed the system before, but not with an injury. And she said as soon as she walked in there, she felt the energy rush to her finger where she has stitches. And she, again, you know, said, thank your mom, thank Sandra for the technology. It's amazing. You know, people just you know, they recognize it right off the back, especially if they have something to work on their body.
Yeah,
people
in
Toronto, they enjoyed it the first day it was in. I heard rant and rave reviews the next day when they called me. They're just like, it's amazing. And email today, we've got multiple systems sold after you've installed here in King City. It's, you know, everybody loves it.
Yeah, everybody loves it. That's the thing. And we're just doing more of the. I was on with the producers for getting it out to us for the CNN. There's a special story being done about us and the technology for CNN, and that's going to be coming out. They said they're putting the word out through multiple magazines, and they're getting ready to get that out. So very exciting stuff. So you'll be seeing us soon. Seen soon on CNN, and also the special feature story will run on Discovery nationwide.
Very exciting.
Michael, I want to thank you for coming on this evening and sharing your life with us. Thanks so much.
He's in Hawaii right now, and there we've got we're working with getting an installation in for the professor at University of Hawaii, who's the head of CAM, Complementary Alternative Medicine. And we're also working with Dr. Terry Shintani, who is very, very known in the islands because he works with the Hawaiian Health and with the Department of Health. And he wants to install the technology at the medical school there on the islands. And then I also talked to Dr. Brian Avery. And Rain, you heard me talk to him earlier. We want to have him on one of the shows.
Yeah.
He's a specialist as a scientist, as a researcher in nerve cell regeneration. And he's going to be doing some double-blind peer-reviewed studies with the effects on the mitochondria. And, yes, amazing stuff that way. So we'll have him on and talking about more of what we're doing in Hawaii with all that research. And then Michael's getting ready to head back to Australia.
Oh.
Yeah,
when you go
to Australia, there's a system going, an AIN system in Brisbane.
Yep. That's the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast of Australia is being launched there. When's that?
I was looking at flights today. It looks like I'll be going there in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
How fun.
And we will be in the UK. I'll be speaking for the Royal Society of Medicine September 14th, 15th, 16th. We'll have the technology featured in the atrium at the Royal Society of Medicine in September. So I know Mike will be playing in England then as well.
You're both going to that?
Oh, yes.
Yep. The guys in London, the Java, they own multiple clubs in Europe, so they said... Actually, today they said book the cheapest flight you can, and we'll pay for it. And I said, well, listen, I'm headed that way anyway, so we'll just wait till I get there. And they're like, oh, okay.
So how cool is that? We'll pay for it.
Well, yeah,
I would love to be on that trip.
Well, maybe you'll come. Maybe we'll do the show from London.
Wouldn't that be the coolest?
Yeah.
Ah.
That would be.
This is international, BBS.
Yes, it is. It is. BBSradio.com. We are worldwide. I want to thank you, Michael, for coming on and talking to us, spending your time and your energy this evening.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Any other questions?
Well, if there's one thing you wanted people to know about the energy enhancement system and scalar E, what would it be?
Gets you high on positive energy.
That's
makes
cool.
You feel good.
What a great way to put that. Get you high on positive energy. That's fabulous. Absolutely.
We've got energy medicine, and we're breaking through with the energy drug right here. There's no come down, no side effects. It's just healthy, and you feel good.
Oh, yeah. He talks about the energy is in the air, or it's the... What are some of the things you say? It's like atmospheric euphoria?
Yeah, it's scalar E, the atmospheric generator, generating... ecstatic waves of euphoria in the air, in the atmosphere around you.
I want that.
How good is that? Could the world use more of that?
I think so. All right, Michael, we're going to say goodbye for this evening, and thanks so much for spending your time with us.
Pleasure, pleasure. Much aloha.
All right.
Hey, Seth, did you get the music yet?
I don't know where Seth is.
He's looking for the music.
Well,
he may have that Scalar E music yet before the end of the show.
Yeah. Michael, thanks, and we'll be talking to you again. Enjoy Australia.
Thanks.
All right. Bye now.
Hey, good.
All right, so we're going to have a little music, are we, with the Scalar E for people to listen to, maybe a song? How's that going to be? Are we going to do that?
Well, yeah,
right
I know...
Awesome. So you folks just hang on a moment. We're getting everything set up. We're going to play you some music with the Scalar energy in it. Just listen and be healed.
Yeah.
And we'll take a little break while we're listening to the music.
And the energy is in the air. Just breathe deeply. Breathe in all the energy you could possibly want or need to do anything and everything you could possibly really want to do to fulfill your highest purposes now. Do we have music?
Okay, guys, sit tight. Don't go anywhere. We're having a little glitch somehow, so we'll get it straightened out, and we'll listen to some music.
The music will be ready in about
45 seconds. We'll have Scalar E. Now, this is the music that is a sample of what will be available, and this music has been played. What was set for the show is what's been played on Michael's, on his radio show. That's also what we're getting ready to release. So,
and when you say you're getting ready to release this, you're going to offer this for sale.
Yes.
On the website. Okay, music that is combined with Scalar energy.
Yeah, and this also has it has samples through it of it's a meditation, like it's meditational dance music, so you can dance your meditation.
Ah, any speaking on it?
No, it's actually samples of my voice in there.
Right. So sit tight here for another few seconds. And we're going to be playing you music with Scalar energy in it.
Yeah. And he was on MySpace at DJ Scalar. Was it MySpace/DJ Scalar?
Right.
We'll also have this on our website at eesystem.com. eesystem.com. Or it'll be able to be ordered through our toll-free number, 877-777-9465.
Also, we probably need to... Go ahead. You know, we'll give the numbers when we come back. Let me give a couple of numbers now, and we'll play the music. If you want to talk to us, call in live, 530-413-4515, and toll-free in the U.S., 877-270-8714. Take it away with some Scalar music.
Scalar E.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, aloha, we're back. And we have Dr. Greg Gerber on the line.
And hey, aloha, Dr. Sandra Rose.
And aloha, Dr. Greg. I want to thank you for coming on with us this evening. And for anybody that was with us in our very first show out of the gate, Dr. Greg came on and did a fabulous job at helping me support our brand new show. So, Dr. Greg, this evening, Sandra and I are actually creating a three-hour show that is dedicated to folks out there that have catastrophic illness, that they are truly in crisis. And I know that you have a tremendous caseload that talks about, or that isn't what I want to say, not a caseload, but...
He's got such a history.
A history, a case history. Of people dealing with cancers and that sort of thing.
And also the depth of his experience, considering he's the medical director, or he's medical director now for Memorial Hospital Systems. He's been chief of internal medicine there, but also he's medical director for a hospice system that wants to put our technology in, and also for a nursing home, a chain of nursing homes. And so there's a lot of fit with our technology, but he's got so much experience. You know, like I said, he's also done energy medicine and with under, you know, Jose Silva's teachings for over 25 years. So drawing from a wealth of knowledge.
And Dr. Greg, we actually have some people listening to the show this evening that are experiencing that crisis. I would like to have you talk to someone with cancer, a woman that has been given a very, very short time to live with us, and she is now endeavoring to change everything in her life, and we're not sure how we're going to get her into Scalar, but we're just going to talk to Spirit and affirm, set our intention that we find a way and the people and the means to create the Scalar energy here in the Phoenix area. But I know that you have experience with this and that you have seen some miraculous recovery, and I really would like to have you talk from that place. This woman that I'm speaking of is very dear to me. She has a brain tumor. She has cancer throughout her body. And I maintain that as long as there is breath, air moving in and out of your body, there is hope, and there can be trust, and there can be complete recovery.
I have seen some remarkable things in my lifestyle and within my practice that would make that statement absolutely true. The end result is the individual to have as much energy available to them to do whatever it is that they can best utilize this for in whatever type of transformation. We are energy beings and as such have the capacity to utilize energy in whatever way is highest and best for ourselves.
Yeah. Can you share, there's this, obviously one of your case studies, one of your patients was somebody that was dealing with cancer, and MD Anderson had given them less than 2 months to live. And we were talking earlier, Rain, about we really don't like how the medical community has tended to give those kinds of...
Yeah. It scares people to death, literally. When you say to a patient, you know, you have a very short time to live, you're probably going to live another 2 months. Can you imagine the fear that goes through people?
I believe I've had opportunity to speak to people who have had that experience, And that is indeed what it is. It is definitely fear that is the first thing that I choose to talk to that individual about, to ask them exactly, well, if that weren't the case, what would you do? And if you are choosing to live, how would you choose to live? And these folks sometimes are so frightened by what they've heard that they kind of look at me with those wide eyes of, I don't understand what you could be talking about, Doc. I've been told that I have X amount of time. And the first thing I have to ask them to do is, are they going to accept that? Or do they have alternative plans with regard to what to do more with their lives? So that's one of the first things I do is ask them exactly what their short-term and longer-term goals are and how they'd like to move forward if they were to move that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, because basically, you know, with cancer, there's, you know, they have a choice. That's what I was talking about earlier on the show. It's shift or get off the planet. If they keep doing more of what they've been doing, they're going to get more of the same results. So there has to be a willingness to change and a willingness to focus on creating health, creating life for themselves, or a reason to live. You know, reasons to live and why they want to be healthier, make healthier choices. As to their lives, and it's literally that wake-up call. Hello, you know, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
But maybe you can share, you know, some of the story of, like I said, you know, the gentleman that, you know.
I think that would be a really good idea. I had a very interesting experience with a fellow by the name of Anthony. Anthony came to me about a year ago at this time, and he's a psychologist here in Houston, and I had known him very intermittently over my 22 years in practice here, and he called me through one of his friends, and Anthony said, Dr. Gregg, I'm just, can you help me? And I said, well, Anthony, I'll do everything I can, and then he moved forward to tell me during his first phone call that he had had a recurrence of a type of cancer and was diagnosed at the MD Anderson facility. With a type of cancer that would only allow him, by report of his oncologist, a less than 60-day period, 60 days being the outside of 2-month time period for him to continue to live. And he was very upset, deeply frightened when he first called me. And I said, well, Anthony, I can't really tell you what I'm going to be able to do until I meet you, review your case. Can you come in? And he said, of course. And on our first meeting, he did indeed, Rain, have that look of someone who had been shaken to the core, the wide-eyed look of frightened. I am frightened. What do I do? Is there a way for me to change the reality which has been placed before me? And my first response to him was, Anthony, well, are you interested in living longer? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
And then I asked him further what his goal was. And at that time, he was kind of, well, I want to be able to see my son, who's now 15, graduate from high school. And I said, that's a fine goal. And then I asked him, what changes would he be willing to make in his life? And as most people who are quite frightened, he said, anything and everything. And I said, well, what type of psychologist have you figured out why this may be going on? And he looked at me and said, yeah, I kind of know what the life issues are, and I think I know why I brought this back. And I said, good. Do you choose to continue to live in that manner?
Of oncolytic process.
Right. I asked him if he was interested in choosing to change those aspects of his life and address those issues. He said, absolutely. And I said, well, then.
And this is very important. This is one of the things, and I apologize for interrupting here, Dr. Gregg, but this is important to me. This is one of the things that you do that makes a difference. Most of the mainstream allopathic doctors that we go to don't address the life's issue. You know, why did you manifest cancer? Alzheimer's, heart disease. What was it that was going on in your life
for years and years that allowed you to manifest this disease. And I find that many, many allopathic doctors don't even question what the issues are.
I concur. With him, it was fairly easy to have that opening in that I knew he had a strong psychological background as a psychologist himself, so that I knew I was on very firm ground with him very early on. And he was in touch with those issues, as he had been exposed prior to an oncolytic process, and had thought that he had cleared it, it's something that was familiar with, as he was very well read and knowledgeable with regard to issues that could manifest in this manner. So he was very open. So with him, it was a very easy transition into those issues. Though with other people, they just sort of looked at me and say, "What are you talking about, Doc?" And please understand. And from my framework, and then I back them up and say, "Look, from my framework, it comes in four different parts. The first portion is thought. It's so important what we think, because our thoughts become our action, and our actions become our habits. Our habits are the outline of our life, and sometimes that's considered to be your karma." So that with him, he already understood that thought came first and that action followed. So he already understood those two very, very basic concepts, and it was quite easy for him to move forward in the transition, knowing that how important thought was in the schema of energy medicine and life.
Yeah, so you could also call it as you sow, so shall you reap. I mean, as far as what you've sown, in whether it's with your thoughts, whether it's been healthy thought patterns or stinking thinking, or whether it's been healthy thoughts, and also with the actions, as far as whether they've chosen to have a healthy relationship with their bodies and with their food choices, or have they been using food to stuff their feelings or literally feed their negative programs.
Yeah, this is something that I am very familiar with. When I get upset about something, when I'm not feeling good about myself, I want to eat. You know, this is a normal trip for me, and I know 150 people that are just like me.
And so it's very, very important to change, you know, become conscious, become aware, and make changes.
And there you are. And now do understand that with thought, when I'm breaking it down and talking globally like that, some of those thoughts are objective thoughts that we're conscious of, and then some of that thought product is unconscious and not always currently available to us. So that understand that so much of our life is unconscious. Unfortunately, the goal is for us to remember who we are and have that area where it is less than conscious brought to our consciousness, which, of course, Rain brings us into why I like to use the technology, because that's a portion of how that process unfolds, is to have far more information brought to our consciousness, as we discussed on our last visitation.
Yeah. I think more and more we are, as a society, moving into that awareness that before the physical body is sick and begins to manifest whatever symptom of the illness, the subtle bodies are ill. The etheric and the mental and the emotional body are carrying the weight of whatever our issues are. And when those bodies are absolutely filled to the brim, they can no longer hold, you know, the trauma of whatever it is that they hold, the issues. You know, for instance, you show me somebody that has heart problems, and I'll show you somebody that has control and anger issues, Alzheimer's. Those people are generally not wanting to remember the things that happened in their life that, you know, deeply impacted them. So that's what I mean by that. But when those subtle bodies are full and there isn't room for another thread, then the physical body has to take on what is left, and it then manifests its, in particular, symptom. So, and I think we're really, thank spirit, getting to the place where we know this and we're looking at this.
I agree. I use slightly different terminology in that I've studied both the allopathic and the oriental, and I find that it is, so, in my experience, that it's energy that is blocked and not moving freely. Just a little difference in terminology, that there is something that is trapped there, and I feel that we have the capacity to allow the energy to flow. So it's just a little different terminology, but I totally concur with you that it
but
is
what's
on
blocking
other
the energy
spheres.
From flowing.
The blockage of the energy can be from many realms. Can be an emotional component that is there, absolutely. There are some physical blockages that are going on as well in the form of the energy is trapped either because of a fright type of thing where you hold your breath, or if indeed there are elements out there from the physical means like the EMF and EMF. Those all can bombard the body and actually allow for blockages to occur in the flow.
Yeah, there are so many levels of what's going on to create dis-ease, you know. But what happened with, you want to tell more of the story?
Oh, you want to go back to Anthony. Okay, well,
yeah,
with Anthony.
Yeah, let's go back to Anthony.
People are wondering,
Anthony
I'm
came
sure.
In. And his first thing was what his thoughts were and to work on that. And then he was interested in making significant modifications in his lifestyle. And I said, okay, Anthony, what are you doing with regard to the food that you're ingesting? He said, well, Doc, I've gone out and I've looked at the different diets and I recognize that I need to change my energy source, and I am going to use a very alkaline-based diet. And he outlined the different individuals, and at that, from my perspective, I knew he needed a change, and I also asked him if he was sure he liked this diet, and he said yes. And then I did a very quick muscle test on him with regard to that diet, and it seemed to resonate really well because I was using his arm as the fulcrum for my muscle testing, and he was very strong. So I said, okay, that seems to be good for you. And I said, well, now, Anthony, we're also going to need to look at your water consumption as this is a blockage or an issue that you have that's down around your bladder. And close to what you thought was a prosthetic, but turned out to be a different type of transitional carcinoma of his bladder neck. I said, Anthony, we're going to need to talk to you about water. Will you be willing to use an alkaline water? And he said, yes. And I started him on a program with Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N water, which has several different components to it that Dr. Sandra Rose might want to elucidate a little bit more, but I found that he would be willing to switch to utilizing water, which I could make available to him through my practice. Sandra, do you want to talk a little bit about Kangen water?
Well, the Kangen water or Magic water is a great system out of Japan. In fact, in Japan, this water purification system is recognized as a medical device, and it not just alkalinizes the water. I mean, cancer cannot exist in an alkaline system. It cannot exist in an oxygenated system. It cannot exist in, high energy cells, because, cells are meant to be functioning at 70 to 90 millivolts, and cancer doesn't exist in the body until it's under 90. I mean, under 20. It's designed to be at the 70 to 90, and you've got the different disease processes. So cancer cannot exist in a high-energy cell or environment also. So there are different things that we look at how to shift. Now, the energy enhancement system raises the millivoltage in the cells. The water is a vital piece because a lot of dis-ease or aging is dehydration. So the Kangen water or Nagic water, which we are going to be making available through our website very soon, and you can call Dr. Greg, and people can call you and order those systems also. It purifies the water, but not just alkalinizes it and restructures it, but it also has a negative ORP of minus 500. The ORP is the oxidation reduction potential. It has active hydrogen, so it's an actual antioxidant water. So that's very, very supportive. And people need to be drinking pure water. There are recent studies that have definitively linked the tap water with cancer, with cancer of the bladder, et cetera. So this is some of the recent research. And in those studies, it actually talks about how chlorine and fluoride are actually carcinogenic. So that, the water's an important piece, and people don't realize to hydrate, to have enough water, means literally at least a gallon of water a day for most people.
Thank you, Sandra. I particularly wanted you to address the oxygenation with regard to the ORP, in that I know that you usually describe that in much more elegant terms than I do, or at least in the past you have. So thank you on that. Now back with him, I said, well, okay, there are two other things I'd like for you to do, Anthony. I say, one is I'd like you to do an exercise program outdoors for about 20 minutes a day. Will you be willing to do at least a walking program for 20 minutes a day while we move forward? And without blinking here in Houston, he said, fine, but it's going to be getting pretty hot this summer. I said, I understand. Let's please move forward with that. And he agreed to do that. There were three steps. There were two more things that I asked him to do on that very first visit. I said, Anthony, are you going to stay with your same oncologist or are you going to switch to a different oncologist? He said, Dr. Greg, I want a second opinion. Number one, I didn't like what this guy said, and I don't accept it, and I want to have somebody that I can trust as my physician. And he went out and selected a different oncologist in a different system who indicated that they agreed that it was a very grave prognosis. After a week's time period, they came back with information telling him that they agreed with the type of diagnoses, but they were going to offer a treatment intervention that was going to be less aggressive and would allow him to have a higher quality of life, and they thought that he had a survival rate of about 5% at the five-year level rather than a very brief 60-day time period. And the very last element that we talked about was I asked him to see if he was... Oh, yeah, I know, and I put this in reverse order, Sandra. Last but not least, for sure, is I asked him to please use the technology with the energy enhancement system for about 2 hours a day for the next 2 weeks time period, and then, depending on what he chose to do with his oncologist, to see if he could use it 2 to 3 times a week for the duration of several months. So that he was willing to put in 20 to 30 hours. Actually, it turned out to be 20 on the order of 32 hours of time between then and what turned out to be a significant transition for him the time period, the 60-day time period that these folks had told him would be his life expectancy, and he went through that and did exceptionally well. But he was willing to make significant changes in all aspects of his life in order to regain control.
Of course, utilizing the energy enhancement system, that entailed just simply going to the Enhancement Institute and sitting in a room, relaxing for 2 hours at a time. So he would go, literally people go in and fall asleep. It's like the ultimate power nap because it's so, you know, such deep relaxation.
And he did this, and in addition to that, he was coming past my office on a 2 to 3 time a week basis, picking up his water, and he was able to give not myself but my office staff some input as to how he was doing while he went through this process. And I'm very happy to say that he made significant changes in all aspects of his life, including his thought and his action, and what he was eating and what he was drinking. And he was able to transform his life to the point that at a 2 months time period, he had seen physical change in his clinical status with regard to his lymph nodes and his metastatic aspect, what had been diagnosed as metastatic disease to his liver.
They said he had less than 60 days to live. So what did they actually tell him, or what did they find after 60 days?
At 60 days, they actually went back and went in, and he was doing well. He was looking. He was very thin because he had done some chemotherapy. He was exercising. He was lean, but feeling great, and he felt great throughout this time period. There was about a 10-day time period where he slowed down slightly on his exercise program, but never stopped walking, always got outdoors, always drank, and was very, actually quite vigorous in his recovery because he was choosing to live. And he, at 60 days, had his liver mets that were there, had diminished in size dramatically, though he still had evidence of liver mets. He had had 6 inguinal nodes that were positive, meaning they were above a certain size, and 3 of those had diminished to the point where they were no longer considered positive, but 3 were still. And he had had a re-biopsy done through procedure going up through the urethra, and the cells that they saw had changed their formation, and while they were still a form of cancer, they were now questioning their diagnosis. So he called me saying, "Well, I'm doing really well. I'm alive and well, Dr. G, and I'm well on the way of reversing this." His oncologist called me and talked to me close to that time and asked me from down at Deke Slayton, "Dr. Herbert, what is this machine?" And I did my best to explain it to him, and he says, "Well, whatever it is, we're going to continue on. I'll be glad to work with you further, and we'll explore this." And I can fast forward this story to 6 months from the time I had met him.
Yeah, now this is somebody that they said he'd be dead by September 1st. Okay.
Right. as it turns out, it's 8 months later, because it was in March. He called me and gave me a very, very heartfelt call and said, "Dr. Gerber, I just needed to let you know I just came back from my oncologist and I'm cancer-free." He said, "All my nodes have cleared. My liver is cleared. I'm feeling great. I'm out. I'm still exercising. I'm using your technology about 2 hours every week, and I'm totally cancer-free." Now, Rain, I'm telling this story very, very dry tonight, because when he called me, I was sitting someplace, and I just had tears streaming down my face as he told me how he had met his challenge and made this transformation in his life.
That's an amazing story. And, you know, we wanted to create a show tonight that people could listen to. You know, those folks out there that have these catastrophic illnesses, because we want to give them hope.
You know, another wonderful story is there was a gentleman in Seattle area that I believe you spoke with that you sent to visit the energy enhancement system up in Seattle. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. Yes, that was again, it was someone who had been seen at one of the major cancer centers up in the Seattle area. He came to my attention from someone who had the technology up in the Seattle area. I think Deb had seen him, and she had said, "Why don't you call Dr. Greg?" And this fella called me, and he had told me that he had a very aggressive form of cancer, and I spoke to him on the phone and strongly urged him to get in touch with himself with regard to what he thought the issue was. And again, this time it did cause him to have pause. But then I said, "No, really, you know, do you think there's something in your lifestyle that might have been somewhat toxic to you and might be the cause of this?" And that's a tough one by phone, not with having somebody across the phone or not across the desk or in the exam room, being able to answer that. And this fella did answer that question affirmatively. He sort of said, "Oh, I do know what it's all about." And I said, "Good, well, I want you to really think about that and do some prayer and use your heart to open to whatever that situation is." And I said, "Is it something that can be changed?" And he said, "Yes." I did have that conversation with him at the beginning, Sandra. And then actually I suggested strongly that he use the technology with the energy enhancement system and made some suggestions with regard to a diet to him. And he had again indicated he had made that transformation. And during that conversation, I utilized some of the techniques that I have learned personally from Master Chuni Lin, and also in combination with the work of Jose Silva. And I blessed that man to utilize the technology with Deb and didn't really hear back from him for a number of months. And actually, I never heard back from him directly. But we did get some wonderful feedback from Deb Lowcamp that he had made his transformation in form of using the energy through the energy enhancement system, and he too had cleared that. Sandra, do you happen to remember what time frame that was?
Yes, he went to visit the 12-unit system in Seattle once.
Right.
And then was back to his doctor, and they had determined that even though he'd had chemotherapy for almost 2 years, they determined that he was misdiagnosed, and because they found no cancer present whatsoever. They could not find the tumors anywhere. And, of course, you know, we've had that happen quite a few times with people where after they've been in the system, they can no longer can't find them. Because the body wants to heal. When you get the message what something's about, when the body has the energy, it wants to heal anything. The body wants to live, you know, and the power that made the body heals the body. And so these are the kinds of things we've seen over and over, but I think those are wonderful, you know, some wonderful stories of that. I don't remember I think it was lung cancer for him, wasn't it, or something like that?
His was a lung cancer. It was a right-sided lung cancer. That is correct. Yeah, it was called a small cell carcinoma was what the term was that he had used and as the oncolytic pathologic issue involved, right?
Right.
And he was, Sandra, sometimes you have that sense of knowing when they were ready for transformation, and this fellow was absolutely on his way by the time he had contacted me, and it was just a matter of setting up the circumstances for him to complete that and utilizing the energy from the energy enhancement, plus having had the opportunity to use some of the distant healing techniques of Silva and Spring Forest Qigong just allowed me to be a vehicle to allow for further transformation with all of the things that he already had in place.
Right. Well, and that's a good point, too, in that you've been practicing the Qigong, you know, the Qigong healing and the Silva methods for distance, remote healing. And yet, even with those techniques, the technology is designed to be able to bring you or anybody as a healer or healee to their highest potential of what they could be doing. You know, it's like, why not bring everything up to its highest level of expression? So, you know, anybody that is practicing any kind of healing modality could be benefited by increasing the energy of it by utilizing the energy enhancement system.
Yes, I personally experienced that, and I know that when I talk to the other owners of the technology in the course of my interaction with them, that they all express the increased capacities that they have in order to facilitate change for individuals other than themselves as well as for themselves.
Yeah, of course, Dr. Victor Marcel Vega did the initial clinicals, and a lot of the clinicals, you know, and even a lot, some of your case studies were done where there was no other change other than utilizing the technology. And of course, the initial clinicals are available online as well, as far as what Dr. Marcel Vega saw. And also, you know, people may want to read there's an abstract that has some of the stats as far as what you've seen in some of your case studies.
Yes, that's all available at eesystem.com, and just go in and read through the information. It's under the research. That's correct. It's on that research page. Rain, do you have any questions for me?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Do you have any further questions for me or comments?
Well, I just think it's very important that you agree that as long as a person is breathing in and out, that there is hope and life, and that we can turn it around no matter how serious of an illness someone is dealing with, that it can change in an instant.
You know, we just love miracles.
Are you there, Greg?
I'm there, and the answer to that is absolutely true. But I was reflecting a little bit on some of these thoughts of my energy teacher in the form of the Oriental. And Master Lin says, you know, Dr. Greg, we always work to the end result of sending the energy and sending it in its perfect form to that individual and seeing them well and whole. Now, how they choose to use that energy is a choice that's made by them. And I said, well, you know, I understand. Are you saying that some people won't be able to use this energy or won't choose to use this energy to stay in this realm? And both Dr. Silva as well as Master Lin have said, you know, Greg, we always send the highest form of energy, highest and best. And when we do this transmission of this energy or work to allow that to flow through us towards these individuals, how they choose to use that energy is theirs. And now, as Sandra has indicated, I have worked with other folks with oncology, and they chose to use that energy for their transformation to the next dimension. And I agree that, you know, there is always that active choice. But how much of that energy they can receive and how they're going to utilize that, we can't always predict. Sandra, have you seen that in your practice with the EE system?
Yes, the technology creates an environment that is hyper-healthy. And it's a super-conductive field where people can understand and know whatever they are to know that allows them to heal. And yet it's still up to them what they're doing with that energy. You can't make anybody heal. That'd be like going, heal, damn it. And like you got a better idea than God or something. You know, so it does work that way. It is choice. And it's empowering people to become more conscious, more aware, and to make better choices for themselves and their lives. So it's always that. And yet what we're seeing with the technology over and over, even with no other particular changes, it's empowering people to make those shifts easily. You know, so we're seeing miracles over and over, and that's what I love. You know, that's what I live for, and so that's been very, very rewarding with the technology. And it's been over 15 years of development, and some of our initial experiences with the very first system that I ever set up was one was with a woman who had they had wanted to send her to Bethesda to study to see how she. Are we on?
Okay, so Dr. Saunders, you can go on with what we'll get Dr. Greg back on and continue on with your story.
Yeah, so this woman had they wanted to send her to Bethesda to see and try to determine how she was even still alive because she had metastasized cancers through her brain, through her abdomen, through the uterus, through her intestines, I mean her stomach. And she had, you know, I mean, just metastasized cancer everywhere. And she weighed less than 60 pounds when she was brought into our first system.
Oh, my goodness, 60 pounds.
Less than that. And that she, we later, and this is a six-unit system of the technology, and we later, you know, and she was bleeding out of her nose, ears, and mouth simultaneously on a daily basis going into seizures. And when she was actually brought to me, or brought to us. And the very first time on the system, in the middle of the technology, she started to levitate. She grabbed the table because it scared her.
She literally started to levitate.
And she spent a month with us utilizing, going into the system every morning and every night. And she... You know, her cancer. She never again had the bleeding. All of that subsided, and she was, you know, in 100% remission after a month. So, and this is one reason why we didn't even tell people about the technology for a long time. You know, because this is what I was seeing over and over. And so, yes, there is always hope. The power that made the body heals the body. And when you reconnect with that source of all life, you know, we can have miracles. And that's what I love. You know, that's what we've seen. And so it's just, like I said, hyper healthy. And yet she got angry at me at one point during that month. She was so angry at me that, you know, because she had wanted to leave. She had wanted to die, and how come you brought me back?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And yet she went on to teach. She went on to write, you know, to teach and do more healing and to teach people how to change their diets. And she had lived on a diet. You spoke of coffee earlier. She had lived on a diet of coffee and white bread. Now, both of those are extremely acidic and, it, you know, would create cancer in the body.
Right.
So it was, and she was addicted to that. It was like she was, she did not want to give those up. And yet, you know, part of what healing is if you want to not have cancer, don't put anything in that creates cancer. I mean, you simply only give the body things that produce health. It is a choice. Only put in things that are life-sustaining, life-enhancing, life-producing. And realize that the technology is only generating life-enhancing fields, and it does help eliminate all the detrimental effects that people have had of their old traumas and dis-ease, and it'll support the body in eliminating the toxins, whether it's the toxic emotional things that are behind the physical toxins of the heavy metals and things, it'll support the body in detoxing those very elegantly.
I have a client that is very ill right now, and I have put her on a way of eating, as you know, that is very raw. I have suggested the Sunrider products, and a member of her family that is an MD was concerned about how much protein she was getting, because we were looking,
yes,
we are looking at a very raw diet, minus the cooked foods, and of course a very green diet. It isn't that she's eating raw potatoes. She's eating spinach and broccoli and juices and that sort of thing. And he was very concerned that she wasn't going to get enough protein from this diet. Can you address that?
I'm not sure if Greg's back on, but we can.
I just made it back in, so I just was hearing the tail end of a raw diet, and the fact that those of us who are in allopathic medicine have very limited knowledge of nutrition other than what we were taught in our medical school classes, that probably don't address energy as and forms of energy in our teachings. People weren't able to talk to me about
forms of energy. Here we're talking about the greens are actually much richer a protein, much more easily assimilable protein source than meat, which is what people think of as protein,
right,
which has
right,
absolutely no fiber, no roughage, and that's part of what's creating the formation of the plaque, and it's indigestible in the colon, and any of the studies can link meat with colon cancers and things
yeah,
like that. I mean, it's a matter of people can do the research. There are some great sites. One of them is healthtarget.com, another one, is Mercola.com, and they're searchable engines as far as being able to easily access some of the research. But people don't realize that broccoli, the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, kale, are extraordinarily powerful in being, anti-cancer agents. But also broccoli is much higher in protein in actuality than meat is. You know, so the greens are vital. What I've used forever as the easiest, most easily assimilable protein source is spirulina, your green powders. But not just the spirulina, the different algaes, the blue-green algaes. I particularly like the spirulina the best, and it's very, very rich in protein, but it's protein that the body can take and it alkalinizes versus making the body more acidic. If you're eating meat, it makes the body very acidic.
Right. Right.
And that robs the body of oxygen. And, like I said, cancer cannot exist in an alkaline system.
Right.
So you've got to alkalinize. So people have been fed a program about where do we get the protein. The other thing to realize is that from fruits, so the amino acids are very easily available. The amino acids are there present without having to be digested. But that's also why people have had very good results with cancer. I mean, I've been working with this for 35 years in consulting people on their health. And the raw juices are extremely powerful for both alkalinizing the body, but also they take no digestion and nourish the body very effectively and allow the body to detox. So, fresh, live, raw. Life comes from life. You do not get more aliveness by putting in more dead stuff.
Right. And people are concerned that if they're on a very raw green juice diet, which we recommend for someone who is in healing crisis, for someone that has a catastrophic illness, we suggest that you go on green. Drink your meals through a straw. But one of the other concerns that people have is that they're not getting enough fiber because they're juicing and not actually eating the pulp of the vegetables. But there's tremendous fiber in just the green juice.
Yes, and that's absolutely true, too. Another thing for people to remember is that sugar, is that cancer is a sugar disease, you know, and it's sugar that feeds that. And so, it's, you know, we've talked some on the other shows about the importance of eliminating sugar and also the artificial sweeteners.
Right.
And so that it's very, very important to realize they must give up the white sugar and the sweets.
Right.
But also
the processed flour products.
White flour is the same exact effect in the body as white sugar. Another thing that people could be buying juices, and they might be organic juices even from the health food store, and yet if they're in a bottle, if they're not fresh, live, raw, it has the absolute opposite effect in the body as a raw juice. It's like drinking sugar water. It's like a processed sugar. So you want to eliminate those kinds of things and only use like your fresh, you know, fresh juices. And so that's important. You know, lemon, I also recommend that people alkalize by having, you know, squeezing the juice of a lemon in their water first thing in the morning and squeeze lemon on, you know, use that throughout the day.
Do you know that we are at the end of our time?
Oh, my gosh.
These 3 hours have gone by very quickly, have they not? Dr. Greg, we want to thank you again for coming on and gracing our airwaves with your brilliance. Thank you so much.
Well, I've been most honored to be with you again, and I thank you for the opportunity and just allow people to move forward towards wellness and through the light.
Yeah. People can find out more about Dr. Greg on eesystem.com. And also, you can call Dr. Greg directly, 877-777-9465.
777-9465. All right. We want to thank you all out there for staying with us over these past 3 hours. We thank you so much. You can contact me at 3w.drrainmorgan.com. I am a psychic healer. I have a practice on the west side of Phoenix, and I would be more than happy to help you with any of the issues that you deal with. So you can contact me at drrainmorgan.com, and my email is rainoftruth@cox.net. Sandra, do you want to give your information?
Well, just visit us online, eesystem.com. That's eesystem.com. And we wish everybody aloha and oneness with the breath and the love of all life. May yourself vibrate with that resonance of truth. Come back and listen to us on Talk Truth Radio.
Next Wednesday night, 7:30. We'll be here. You be here with us. Many blessings. And as Michael said, much aloha.
The talk radio you have just enjoyed is brought to you by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and Energy Enhancement Systems. Have a very blessed week, and please join us next Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time when we return with more exciting talk. To find out more about the host and sponsor, visit drrainmorgan.com and energyenhancementsystems.com.